This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran's sudden decision to raise gasoline prices and institute rationing is prompting public street protests. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports the anger is on full display.
Peaceful protesters chanted, "Police, support us," in major cities in Iran. A large group blocked traffic on a major highway in Tehran on Saturday, the first day of Iran's working week, calling for police to join them as the season's first snow fell. A large crowd in the city of Kermanshah also demonstrated and later drew tear gas fire from police. Iran announced the cuts to gasoline subsidies on Friday without any prior warning. The demonstrations put new pressure on the government of Iran's relatively moderate President Hassan Rouhani. As parliamentary elections loom, Rouhani has been trying to pitch Iran on the idea of staying in his landmark 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The accord is unravelling after President Donald Trump withdrew the US from it over a year ago, raising tensions across the wider Mideast. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A car bomb exploded today in a northern Syrian town held by Turkish-backed fighters. First reports said at least 12 people were killed and that several others were wounded. The area has been hit by a number of blasts over the past month after Turkey began a military operation against Kurdish fighters it considers terrorists, who charge they have been abandoned by the United States. Israel says it carried out airstrikes on Hamas in Gaza today, despite Thursday's ceasefire agreement. The Israeli military said it acted after it intercepted two rockets fired from Gaza towards Israeli territory. The ceasefire was initiated after a cross-border escalation of violence between the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad and Israel, when 34 Palestinians died. There were no reported deaths on the Israeli side. More news at voanews.com. From Washington,